Okay, so as we continue to progress, we are knee-deep in Karbanos. And again, I think that the Sfas does a very fine job of making the themes and ideas of Karbanos, which seem to be a little bit esoteric and a little bit removed from us, to make them much more practical and relevant to us. So the very first pasuk, second pasuk, by the Hashem Moshe Mar, Tzavis Aron Vespanav Limar, Zos Toras HaOlah. This is the Torah of the Ola. Hi ha'ola. It is the carbon Ola. Extra words in the pasuk. Al mokda, it should burn al hamizbeach kol ha'layla. Ad ha'boker. Ve'ish ha'mizbeach tukad bo. So the Sfas Emes sees a tremendous amount of symbolism in this pasuk. Let's take a look at the very first piece. Zos Toras HaOlah, and elsewhere it says Zos Toras HaChatas, and it also says Zos Toras HaOsham. V'Chazal Lamdu Mizeh. Our rabbis learned that from using this phraseology, this is the Torah of the Ola. This is the Torah of the Chatas. This is the Torah of the Osham. HaOsek B'Toras Ola. Ki'ilu hikriv ola. That we are going to be learning this morning about the laws of ola. You read the psukim on Shabbos, you can go to shul and listen to the psukim describe the ola. You learn about the ola, you speak about the ola. Chazal say, by learning and speaking about the ola, it's as if you are makriv. It's as if you sacrifice the carbon ola. In other words, that's what it means. Zos Toras HaOlah. In other words, as the Sfas Emes Nireh, Ki HaMechuvon MeHaKarban Hu HaLimud VaHaToeles SheYotzei LaAdam MeHaKarban. Hello, and I think we mentioned this last week also. We'll probably mention it a lot more times than Sefer VaYikra, but the Sfas Emes keeps stressing that the goal of a Karban, what's the whole goal of a Karban? The goal of a Karban is bringing a person closer to Hashem. So when a person learns the Torah that has to do with the carbon, that's the whole goal of the carbon anyway. I mean, if you learn about the halachos, you learn about the Torah, you learn about all the laws, and just by studying Torah, as we're going to see in a moment, the whole goal of anyone studying Torah ever, the whole goal, the whole reason we are the people of the book, we are the people that stress study. Most religions don't stress study as much as we do. We are a religion that puts study almost, again, according to what we're saying here, on par with practice. That's what the Gemara is about to say. That somebody who studies the laws of Karbanos is as if you brought it. Because the whole goal of the practice is the study itself, is the connection to God. So when a person studies the laws of Karbanos, that brings you closer to God. That's the whole goal of the Karban in the first place anyway. So Zos Toras HaChatos, Zos Toras HaAsham. Nira, again, ki hamechuvon mehakarban hu halimud v'hatoelas sheyotzei la'adam mehakarban. The whole goal of the karban is the learning v'hatoelas sheyotzei la'adam mehakarban. And I just decided, you know, I have a critical edition here, so you know, quotes a lot of my makomos to support this. So check out this Gemara Menachos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dichsiv Zos Toras Achatos Vilos Toras Asham, Kol HaOsek B'Toras Chatos Kilu Hikrav Chatos, V'Chol HaOsek B'Toras Asham Kilu Hikrav. By the way, gentlemen, there is a Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary on the first parak of Brachos, where Rabbeinu Yonah writes that nowadays reciting Karbanos, I know that's the part of davening that a lot of people often skip over, but Rabbeinu Yonah claims that reciting Karbanos is actually a mitzvah sase midoraisa nowadays. He takes it very literally. Most of the Rishonim don't assume this way. Unishalma parim sfaseinu, right? The pasuk says, Unishalma parim sfaseinu, that even though nowadays we can't bring the parim anymore, we can't bring the parim. So Unishalma, there's a pasuk that says, Unishalma parim sfaseinu. Our lips sort of are mashlim. Our lips are in place of the karbanos. Rabbeinu Yonah takes it literally to say that there's actually a
mitzvahs aseh midaraisa nowadays to recite karbanos. It's one of the, when we say tefilos keneged tmidim, right, that the tefilos are in place of the karbanos nowadays, he takes it literally. Rabbi Yonah says, mamish and mitzvahs aseh midaraisa. Most of the Rishonim don't assume that way, but there is such an opinion. There is such an opinion. And check out this Medrash Tanchuma, Lefikach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Bonai, afal pi shecharav beis hamikdash u'batlar karbanos, ve'ein karban ola noeg, imatem oskim v'korim b'parashas ola, like we're all going to do this Shabbos, zos toras ha'ola, the Torah highlights toras ha'ola, not just the doing of the ola, but the toras ha'ola. Imatem oskim v'korim b'parashas ola v'shonim b'parashas karbanos, and you learn the parashas of karbanos. I consider it as if you're being makriv a karban ola. Shneamar v'zos toras ha'ola. Klomar, mishu osek b'toras ha'ola zochel chaye olam haba. And similarly, the Kli Yakar adds, zos toras ha'ola olam hakdo. Hi ha'ola miyuta lagami, right? The Kli Yakar has a beautiful version of this. What's the very first pasuk? Zos toras ha'ola, hi ha'ola. Zos toras ha'ola, hi ha'ola. Says the Kli Yakar. The Torah of the Ola, that's the essence of the Ola. That's the essence of the carbon, the Torah of it. What do you mean the Torah? The laws of it, the description of it, what comes out of it, connecting to it. Because you could have somebody who's not very observant, as he's going to say in a minute, and he's not very connected to God. But they tell him, you know, there's this law that you can bring a carbon ola. So he goes and brings the carbon, doesn't feel anything, doesn't understand it, doesn't get anything out of it. So what did he really accomplish? Yes, he did the dry performance of the mitzvah. He performed the mitzvah, he did the performance, but he missed out on the whole goal of the carbon. He could just go through the motions, and of course, it's worth something. It's worth something. You did the command of God, you did the commandment, but you're missing out on the whole goal of it. And the Sfas Emes, as in many Chassidish Sfarim, is highlighting that when it comes to mitzvah performance, God does not just want from us dry, mechanical, robotic performance of mitzvahs. He wants us to understand what the goal of the mitzvah is, and he wants us to try to connect and use the mitzvah to connect, as he's going to say in a minute. Getting a little bit ahead of myself. But mitzvah is milashon tzavsa, a group. By doing a mitzvah, the idea is that we're sort of connecting to Hashem. We're gaining a friend. Tzavsa is like a group of friends, a crew, a chevra. Tzavsa is like a chevra. So when a person does a mitzvah, he connects himself to God and he develops a friendship with God. That's the goal of a mitzvah. To develop a friendship, a kinship, a connection, a relationship, as we're going to see in a minute. So let's listen to this Kli Yakar. Zosta hu ola, hi ola, says the Kli Yakar, hi ha ola miyuta lagamri, v'eskimo mefarsh lomar, shebo lo dia, shekol ha'osik b'toras ola ki ilu hikar v'ola. V'al zeh omar, zos toras ha'ola, ha'osik b'toras ha'ola, zos toras ha'ola, hi ha'ola. Zehu tov kemo akrovas ola atzma. Vehi karina. Hu musav al sefer ha-Torah. Hi sefer loshem zachar. V'torah loshem kebal. Kein omar hi ha-ola v'karina. Hu ola v'karina hi. Oh. And the Sfas Emes continues on the bottom. Uvizor ha-kadosh. Eish tamed tukad. The Zohar says something incredible. The Zohar says something incredible. We're going to have to figure out what he means exactly. V'zohar HaKadosh, Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbeh. Right, that's Pasuk Vav. Take a look inside, page 301. Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbeh. Fire will continuously burn on the mizbeach. Lo sichbeh, it will never be extinguished. Fire will continuously burn on the Mizbeach lo sechbeh, it will never be extinguished. Says the Zohar, Ki aveira mechabe mitzvah velo Torah. Ayin Shah. The Zohar says like this: an avera can extinguish a mitzvah, but an avera cannot extinguish Torah. That's what the Zohar says. Now we've seen in the Navi in Yirmiyahu. I quote you the pasuk here: "Hey Barry, boker tov." We see in the Navi in Yirmiyahu, "You're not feeling well, Barry. Refuah shleima, feel better." We see in the Navi in Yirmiyahu, "Halo kod divarai ke'esh nuam Hashem," that divrei Torah are compared to fire. Hapirish, koach mitzvah hu hiskash vizdabkus. As we said before, what's the whole goal of every mitzvah? The whole goal of making Kiddush on Friday night, as we're going to do tonight. The whole goal of Lecha Mishnah. The whole goal of davening. The whole goal of every mitzvah, but particularly Karbanos. The whole goal of every mitzvah is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. We don't just do dry, mechanical, robotic mitzvah performance. The goal of a mitzvah is to connect to Hashem through the mitzvah. Koach mitzvah hu iskashos tetapus. Shekol mitzvah medabek ha'adam bo yisparach. Ulezos, avera mekalkel umafsik achibur. Umechabe avera dvekos ha'mitzvah. So an avera is exactly the opposite. When a person goes against God, he detaches himself. So the Zohar says that as much as a mitzvah attaches you to God, an avera can detach you. So just like you can gain attachment through the mitzvah, but you could lose attachment through the avera. Aval, says the Zohar, Torah is different. The study of Torah is different. Aval Torah, says the Sfas Emes, he bechinas Kabbalah. Sheha'adam lomed umekabel la'atzmo. Shenichnasin bo divrei Torah. As the Sfas Emes is going to explain in a minute. The study of Torah is different than other mitzvahs. When a person studies Torah, the connection to God gets soaked into his bloodstream. It goes into your body, so that an avera cannot sever that connection that one gains through the study of Torah. It's a different kind of mitzvah than anything else. Whoa. What does this mean? I hope that when we're finished explaining it, you'll understand it. I'm not so sure that we will, though. Let's see. Aval Torah, he bechinas kabbalah. I mean, I could say the words, but to really understand it, let's see. Siyata d'shmaya, hopefully. Aval Torah, he bechinas kabbalah, sheha'adam lomed umekabel la'atzmo. Shenichnasin bo divrei Torah. Vizeh lo yuchal lihibatel al yedei avera. He says this cannot be mevutel through an avera. Ki kvar nidbokin bo tivrei Torah shekibel kanal. Umesayim sham bezor HaKadosh. However, the Zohar adds the following. When a Talmud Chacham does mitzvos, the mitzvos become like Torah, and the mitzvos also cannot be erased. The connection that a person gets through a mitzvah. He says like this: when an Am HaAretz does a mitzvah, when someone just does a mitzvah and he just did the dry performance of the mitzvah, so such a person gets some connection. He did the Ratzon Hashem. He knows vaguely that he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. He knows, but he doesn't really connect to it. So such a connection can be erased. That's when a regular Stam person does a mitzvah. But when a Talmud Chacham does a mitzvah, and he understands the mitzvah at its depth, and he knows the Torah Sa'ola, he knows the Torah of the mitzvah, and he understands the connection to Hashem that the mitzvah is supposed to be bringing to him, so the Talmud Chacham's mitzvah cannot be severed, says the Zohar. Look what he says. Hu mesayim sham b'zohar HaKadosh. Ki talmidei chachamim ha'osen mitzvahs l'shma u'mekablim limud v'derech tshuva
lidabek bo yisparach mikol mitzvah she'osin. A Talmud Chacham who views every single mitzvah as a chance to get closer. Im kein gam ha-mitzvos shelahem Torah. Even their mitzvos are Torah. Ve'ein aveira mechabe. And an aveira cannot extinguish the connection that you get through Torah. V'chein ritzono yisparach says the Sfas Emes. The ritzon Hashem is shekol mitzvah yeh nivlal batorah. Every mitzvah that a person does should be mixed in with Torah. Every mitzvah that you do should be mixed in. Meaning, if you learn about a mitzvah and learn the halachas of the mitzvah and you study the mitzvah and you connect to the mitzvah and you understand the spiritual underpinnings of the mitzvah, then your mitzvah performance is going to be a whole different mitzvah performance than a person who hasn't done those things. And therefore, your mitzvah performance will become Torah. Zos Torah Sa'ola. Torah Sa'ola means by studying the Torah of the Ola, your Ola is going to be a different Ola. It's going to be an Ola Sheyesh Batorah, and it's going to be an Ola whose connection to God will not be able to be severed by an Avera. V'chein ritzoni sparach shekol mitzvah yeh nivlal b'torah. Every mitzvah that you do should be suffused with Torah. It should be mixed into Torah. Says this Sfas Emes, and he's quoted this before. V'zeh inyan birkas ha-mitzvos. Says this Sfas Emes, that's why we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah. The reason we do a bracha before, the reason we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah is to highlight the connection to God that the mitzvah is supposed to bring us. What he calls the connection to Torah. Shehahefresh bein Talmud Chacham la'ama aretz basiyas ha-mitzvah. The difference between a Talmud Chacham doing a mitzvah and an Ama Aretz doing a mitzvah, hu b'habracha. The ratzon asiyaso. The difference between the way a Talmud Chacham does a mitzvah and the way an Ama Aretz does a mitzvah is in the way they make the bracha and the will and desire, the ratzon. That's the difference. They both slaughtered the same animal. They both sprinkled the same blood. In terms of the performance of the mitzvah, they did exactly the same thing. What's the difference between Talmud Chacham and Aretz? The ratzon. The desire, the understanding, the connection to Hashem that the mitzvah brings. Ki guf hamaisim shavim. The actual actions are the same. Rak habracha hi alatzivui. What do you say when you make a bracha? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. What do you say? Who sanctified us and commanded us. Meaning, the Talmud Chacham understands this mitzvah as not just being a dry action, but as connecting him to he who commanded him and he who sanctified him with the performance. V'hu dveikus ha-mitzvos b'ha-Torah. And that is what the Sfas Emes calls the attachment, the connection of the performance with the Torah, meaning with Hashem. Sha'ari tzivoy ha-mitzvos heim b'ha-Torah. Right? How are you going to know that the performance of this mitzvah connects you to God? By studying Torah. It's the study of Torah that brings a person to understand that the performance of this mitzvah connects you to God. That's the study of Torah that allows you to do that. The habracha mevarer zeh she'Hashem yisparach tzivanu b'Torah kein. Va'al yidei habracha medabek ha-mitzvah b'shor shah b'torah k'niska l'mala. And it's through the bracha that the mitzvah gets attached to its roots, namely the Torah, kanal, like I just explained. Take a look at the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef. No, of course there are levels, Barry. There are levels. No. you're not just either or. Everybody is on a continuum. Everybody's on a continuum. The more you study Torah, the more Talmud Chacham you become, the more you connect the performance to the Torah, the more connection you're going to get to Hashem out of the mitzvah, and the deeper the impact of the relationship will be, and an Aveira will not be able to sever that relationship. Oh.
I'm not following the Aveira part. You would think that a Talmud Chacham would far more engaged to doing an Aveira than the Amora. You should know that. That's your
I hear you. I hear you. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to explain it, but there is this concept, Joel, that first of all, this whole business bechlal, that an Aveira can undo the connection of a mitzvah, is difficult to understand. I mean, no, look, every Aveira does, I think we can understand that every Aveira does sever a person's relationship with Hashem to a degree. So you're right, it's a Talmud Chacham more or less. But what he's saying is that when you learn Torah, that connection is so deep that, I tell the kids all the time, no one can ever take that mitzvah away from you. As far away as you get, a person who studies Torah, it stays in there. You can't eradicate it. The connection that you get through the learning of Torah, he's claiming, is so profound that it never fully leaves you. That connection. I'm saying the words. I don't fully digest it, but we're going to see Joel. I'm going to keep on stressing the same idea. This is one of those Shiur, where the whole shiur is basically going to be on one topic. That's we're going to see in a second.
Rabbi, there's a strong proof of that. The Gemara tells us, no matter what you do, if you start telling that you study, you always get credit.
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about here. So let's see. Now, the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef. This is one of the outstanding students of the Baal Shem Tov. One of the very early students of the Baal Shem Tov. He writes like this. He writes something really incredible. Well, I got a little confused. What he's going to say is not so incredible, but what the Avodas Yisrael is going to write is going to really be incredible. He just says what we all know to be the case. Yesh mitzvah haseh v'tor v'osid b'kun. Because of a mafarish la harambam beperek beizim zot Torah, v'zal shonu. Lo nitnu kol ha-mitzvos ela kedei she-yagia bahem l'zeh ha-madrega. What's the goal of all mitzvah observance? Tichsiv uvacharta b'chayim laman tichye la'avas Hashem. The whole purpose of all mitzvos is to love Hashem. That's the purpose. Why did God give us mitzvos? And that's what I like to say all the time. And my Rebbe says it in the Ramban. We'll see it in the next line, right? That the yesod of all mitzvahs to say is Avas Hashem. You must have heard me say this a million times. And the yesod of all mitzvahs lo says, that doesn't mean you remember, but you must have heard me say it a million times. I don't remember myself what I said any time. But the yesod of all mitzvahs to say is Avas Hashem, and the yesod of all mitzvahs lo say is Yiras Hashem. So the Tolus Yaakov Yosef says that's what's hinted at in these psukim. Hare ki tachlis kol tariag mitzvos kedei shnuchal ledabek bo yisparchu la'avoso. The whole goal of every mitzvah is not because Hashem just wants us to be robots going through these motions, because he gets his kicks out of us shaking a lulav and blowing a shofar and doing all these things. The whole goal of the mitzvah is avas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kasav mefurish b'zohar. Ki tariag mitzvos nikru tariag itin. Paths, advice, ideas. Ki him eitzos eich ledavik bo yisparach. As I've quoted you, the Ramban, who explains why asei docha los asei. Joel talked about mitzvah baba vera. There's also an idea called asei docha los asei. Similar, but different to that other idea. And then the Ramban, in his commentary to in Aseres HaDibros, in discussing why Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad. So the Ramban talks there about Asei Dochalos Asei, about Asei Dochalos Asei, about why the performance of a mitzvah Asei is on a higher level than a lack of violating a Los Asei. Because serving God through Asei is Avas Hashem, serving God through not doing an Aveira is Yiras Hashem, and Ava is a higher level of service than Yira. So my Rebbe always likes to explain in that Ramban, that you see from that Ramban also the same idea, that the whole goal of all performing of Aseis is Avas Hashem, and the goal of abstaining from Los Aseis is Yiras Hashem, and serving God through Ava is higher than serving God through Yira. But listen to what the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, that's the Kuznetzer Magid. He was a student of the Magid of Mezrich, and also Rav Elimelech of Lizensk, early Hasidic masters. The Avodas Yisrael, he wrote a commentary on the Chumash and a commentary on Pirkei Avos. Take a look. Now we all know the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph that a non-Jew came to Hillel and asked him to teach him the entire Torah while standing on one foot. Famous story. And what did Hillel say to him? The following words. Ma da'aloch sanya l'chavercha lo savid. And he told him, I can teach you the whole Torah while standing on one foot. That which you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. That's what he told him. And listen to the way the Hasidic masters read this line. Ma da'aloch sanya, what to you is hated, l'chavercha lo savid. Don't do it to your friend. So the Kuznetzer Magid there brings an explanation in the name of his Rebbe, who I assume is the Mezritcher Magid, the Magid of Mezritch, one of the earliest disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. Or it might be Rabbi Elimelech, but I think it's from the Magid of Mezritch. He reads this, what is hated l'chavercha? Whatever is bad for your chibur, whatever is bad for your connection to Hashem, don't do. That's the whole Torah. Because the whole goal of the whole Torah is to attach you and to connect you to Hashem. So whatever is going to bring you further away from Hashem, that you shouldn't do. That's the whole Torah. That's the whole Torah standing on one foot. Ma da'aloch sanya l'chiburcha. Not l'chavercha, but l'chiburcha. Whatever is bad for your connection. That's the whole Torah, because the whole goal of the whole Torah is to attach you. And he says similarly in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Gimel Ches. It says in Pirkei Avos as follows, Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yadim, Shura Meir Omer, Kol HaShochech Dover Echad MiMishnaso, anyone who forgets one thing from his learning, Ma'ale Alav HaKosav Kilim Eschai B'Nafsho. So there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, if you forget one thing of your learning, you're Chayiv Misa. Chayiv death. That doesn't bode so well for all of us who tend to forget a lot of things. So listen to the way the Kuznetzer Magid understands this line, along the lines of what we're saying. Shenemar. Now the Mishnah quotes a pasuk. Rak yishomer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od pen tishkachas hadvarim asher ro'inecha. So the Kuznetzer Magid has a question on this Mishnah. It says Dvarim, and yet the Mishnah says if you forget one thing. The Pasuk says if you forget a lot of things, you chayiv Misa. And the Rabbiana, Rabbi Dostoy, said if you forget one thing, HaShochech Dover Echad. So listen to what the Hasidish Svarim say. Listen to it, Rabbi Osai. Unbelievable. V'nira Lafarish. Dine kol haTorah kula hi rak li davek baKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole goal of the entire Torah is just to connect yourself to Hashem. The whole goal of every mitzvah is to connect yourself. V'lochein siy Moshe Rabbeinu lo shalmach kol tochachos ubosid bakun. Ukemoshe heishiv hilal azakin lanachri shebo l'gayr amanas l'lmod kol haTorah al regel echad.
Vilamdu ma da'alach sani lechaver chalo seved. Vishamati mimoi v'rabi zal pirish. Sani lechavercha. What do you mean, what's hated to your friend? Not lechavercha, but lehischa buraska el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze lo savid. Zehu kol HaTorah kula. V'idach perushahu. HaMitzvah saseh. HaKol lehischaber el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole goal of the mitzvah saseh is to attach yourself to Hashem. V'amitzvah lo saseh. Heim hadvar mamakalkalim es hahischaberus. Joel, like we said, the mitzvahs losa say that's what ruins the connection. Shelo sucha lischaber al yideyem. Vize mitzvah milashon tzavsa. Mitzvah is from a language of chevra, chaver. Tzavsa means a friend. Tzevet. Right? You ever go to an event in Israel? So you have the tzevet. These guys walking around with the t-shirts in the back. It says tzevet. They're from the group. They're from the chevra. They're from the tzevet. No, that's tzivoy. No, tzavsa is mentioned tzeves, a group, a chevra. Va'avera osios avarka. Avera means God leaves. Godly. Avera is avarka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. Nimtza. Kol HaTorah kulhi davar echad. K'mo shekasav, achas dibur elokim shtayim zu shamati. Achas dibur elokim hu b'shvil davar echad l'schaber l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole goal. Shtayim zu shamati, he mitzvah saseh v'lo saseh. Nimtza, kol ha-mitzvah saseh nechlelos b'mitzvahs anochi Hashem Elokecha. All of the mitzvahs are included in the mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha. K'mo shkos Hashem k'dei l'dabek b'em al-kosh baruch hu. V'ha-lo saseh nechlelos b'lo yelecha. Sh'em dvar ma-mafsidim ha-frim al-kosh baruch hu. L'zeh si'im pen tishchach es ha-dvar m'sharo enecha. Pirish anochi v'lo yelecha m'pi'agvur shemano. Ah! So look what he's saying. Oh, listen to this. So again, he says, what does it mean? Kol ha-shocheach davar echad mi-mishnaso. Anyone who forgets one thing from his learning, what does it mean? If you forget the davar echad, if you forget the fact that these divarim, all of these dibros, all of these diburim are echad. The goal is to connect you to the echad. If you forget the fact that the whole goal of all mitzvahs is one goal, davar echad, what's the one goal? That the whole goal of the mitzvahs is to connect you to Hashem, all of the mitzvahs, then you're mischayev benafsho. And that's why it says, pentishach es ha-dvarim, that the davar echad means a lot of different dvarim, that the one davar is you forgot the two dvarim, the two dibros, because there are two dibros that we heard directly from God, anochi and lo yilacha, which is the root of all of Torah, that I am Hashem your God, and you can't have any other gods. You can't do any averus. So the Kashan Sar Magad understands, Kol HaShocheach, what does that Mishnah mean? Kol HaShocheach, Davar Echad Mi Mishnaso, Hishamer Lecha, Ushmor Navshcha Ma'od, Pen Tishkach Es HaDvarim Asher Ro'o Inecha. The Davar Echad is really Dvarim. All the dvarim of the Torah could be lumped down to the first two of the Seres Dibros, and that's davar echad. The whole goal of the whole Torah is davar echad. Hashochech davar echad mi mishnaso. If you forget while you're learning that the whole goal of learning is to connect yourself to Hashem, then you're chayev misa. You're not gonna. You're mischayev benafsho. You're losing out on the whole goal of the nefesh, which is to connect yourself to Hashem. Further, there's a Tosas in Maseches Ksubos that says, when a person studies Torah, listen to what he says. The Gemara there says that when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, he took his 10 fingers and spread them out to the heavens, and he says, God, you know that I did not get any Hana out of this world, not even like one pinky's worth. Lo nanesi afi betza katana. Darmin b'medrash says Tosis, says the medrash. Ad she'odam mispalal she'ikones Torah l'soch gufo. Yispalal she'lo yikonsu ma'adanam l'soch gufo. That a person's supposed to daven that the Torah should enter into his body. L'soch gufo. And further it says in Avos Rabbi Nassim, Hu haya omer. Halome Torah bialduso. A person who studies Torah when he's young, Divrei Torah nivloin bidamav. V'yotze mipiv mifurashin. The Divrei Torah gets soaked into his blood, and they come out of his word, his mouth clearly. But a person who learns Torah when he's older, ain Divrei Torah nivloin bidamav. V'ain yotze, it gets more confused. That which you learn, right? What is it we say? Girsa diyankusa. That which you learn when you're young, that's the clearest that you have, and it sticks in your bloodstream. It sticks in you for a long period of time. Vein yotze mipiv mifurashin. So you see from this that a person, when he studies Torah, particularly when he's young, but if he studies Torah, as we spoke about when we studied the Maharal, talked about this a lot, that a person has to study Torah with the goal of using the Torah to connect to the Nosein HaTorah, to connect to the giver of the Torah, such a Torah that a person learns, so that can never be uprooted. The impact and the connection that you get through studying Torah the right way, that can never be uprooted. Even an Avera cannot sever the tie that a person has to that. To that type of study. And the Sfas Emes continues. Let's just read the bolded part. Ki yesh havarav shalheves ha'olam me'elea b'lev ha'adam ha'idei his oros nafsho v'roso godol chasta Hashem Yisparach she'osim kolish Yisrael b'chol rega regam chol inyanim. How does a person come to this? He says that there should be a fire burning in a person's heart all the time. When he sees the great chasadim of Hashem Yisparach that he does with every person, b'chol rega v'rega b'chol anyan. I will have to skip because I want to do one thing about Shabbos HaGadol. You'll have to do the rest for homework. Go to the very last piece. The very last piece. This is one of his drushes for Shabbos HaGadol. So of course he wants to know what everybody wants to know. Why is this Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol? Everybody asks the kasha. Why is this Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol? So you know the Sfas Emes says, what's a gadol? What's a gadol in Yiddishkeit? A gadol in Yiddishkeit is someone who is chayev in mitzvos. That's a gadol. A gadol means you reach bar mitzvah, you're a gadol, you're chayev in mitzvos. On this Shabbos, back in Egypt, on this Shabbos, we became chayev in mitzvos as a people. It was the first mitzvah that our people were commanded. The first mitzvah. Uve gemara gedola zu maisa breishis. Gam kin apirish kanal. Shadei abriya nira misnage de malchas Hashem Yisbarach. Rak ha'idei ha-tzadikim shem mevarin shekol ha-teva. Ha'idei chiyas Hashem ha-zebechinas gedola. The Shabbos made al zeh. Shabbos testifies to the fact that we have a special connection with Hashem. This Shabbos, the 10th of Nisan in Egypt, was a Shabbos. We have a tradition that the 10th of Nisan was a Shabbos. Because of a Rambam Zal, Sha'avram Rino of Hashalom, I am at Sapa, She Uma Shlema, She Yahidu Abal Husi Spark, if Ticha Hashem Spark, the Eschal Goy Godol. Avram Vina wanted there to be a nation that's going to tell the world about the existence of God, about a special connection that they have with Hashem. So what did Hashem promise? I'm going to make you into a Goy Godol. A goy that's chai, a nation that's chayv in mitzvahs. Uveshabbos zeh she'asau b'nei Yisrael mitzvah rishona. And this Shabbos that the Jewish people performed the first mitzvah that God commanded them as a nation. Biyachad, the first mitzvah they did together as a nation. Nisparer zeh. God's promise to Avram Avinu of Eschal a goy gadol came true. Lekach nikra Shabbos Hagadol. Therefore, this Shabbos is called Shabbos Hagadol. It's the Shabbos that we became gedolim. We became big people. Because how do we become big people? That's through the performance of mitzvos. And this Shabbos was the anniversary of the first mitzvah that the Jewish people performed. HaChodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishon lachem l'chad she'asana. Dabriel called das b'nei yisom le'mor be'asol HaChodesh hazeh v'yikru lachem ish yivikru lachem ish selah v'yisavo selah b'yis karben Pesach. Gam Avram Avinu Olav Hashem Nikra Adam Agadol. Gam Omar Ki Mashbis Geos V'Gadlus Acher Shemi Balade Malchus Hashem Yisbarach V'Ash Pasas Chametz Al She Ayin Shem Mesek L'Shono. He says, you know why else it's called Shabbos Agadol? Because what causes a person to sin? Gaiva, arrogance. Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos where we begin to get rid of the chametz. Getting rid of the chametz before Pesach, and he in the next paragraph, you could do it for homework. He says, during this time period where God selected us as a nation, we have that special connection. I'm sorry, that's actually the bolded piece in the last paragraph, three lines in the bottom. Ubavadai biyam melu kodem Pesach mischadish ava v'rotzen belibes bnei Yisrael shema yom shabocha banu Hashem Yisparach. These are the days that God chose us and gave us our marching orders for the first time. V'asu bnei Yisrael mitzvah rishona besimcha lachen adayim yom alol misor avas bnei Yisrael lachen b'kochzi yichon lahashpis ulevata lachametz. We can get rid of the arrogance that causes a person to stray. We're mevatel our will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Shabbos HaGadol. Get rid of all the other gaiva. Our godless is our connection to Hashem. Get rid of the chametz. Get rid of the gaiva. It's the Shabbos that we truly see what the godless of the Jewish people are. What's our arrogance? What's our gaiva? Our arrogance and gaiva is supposed to be. What's our godless? What's our greatness? Getting rid of the arrogance and gaiva that brings us away from Hashem, the Yetzirah, and testifying about the godless that we are, which is connecting to Hashem. Va'ata d'ksiv ha'chodesh hazeh lochem, mishchu k'chu v'zor ha'kodosh, mishchu yom milon l'satoyen, ki yeh Shabbos elyon, k'mosh me'in olam haba yom shkul l'shabbos, ha'idei mitzvah Shabbos, mizdabkin shomei Shabbos b'shorish ha'shabbos. This Shabbos, the anniversary of the Shabbos that we were mekayim the first mitzvah. It's the first Shabbos that we observed a mitzvah. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos testifies to our special connection. This was the first Shabbos we did a mitzvah. So this Shabbos testifies more than any other about our special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishchu, hu b'chinas Shabbos, emuna lios nimshach achar ha-shorish, v'meila mishchu yideicha me'avodah zara ki yisparidu kol par le'avim. U'mistama yesh zeh b'chol shana, she'yicholen b'Shabbos zeh lizdabik b'Shabbos elyon achana l'ge'ula. All right, it gets into a lot of side points here. But the main thing is, this is the Shabbos that we became Gedolim, because it's the Shabbos that we as a nation performed our first mitzvah. So it's Shabbos HaGadol because we became Gedolim. We became Chayiv and Mitzvahs. That's the godless of Am Yisrael. The godless of Klal Yisrael is that we are people who perform mitzvahs. It's that we are people that have a special connection. The whole goal of the mitzvahs is to connect. So hopefully, Rabosai, this Shabbos, the first Shabbos that we
performed mitzvos, the anniversary of the first Shabbos we performed mitzvos, we could once again connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this month of Nisan. And this Shabbos should lead us to appreciate that special connection. It should really be a Shabbos of Geula. As the Sfasem explains, I didn't have time to go into it, but he says that after all darkness comes light, after the long winter comes the revelation of Nisan. So hopefully we should connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, appreciate the godless of the Jewish people and the mitzvahs that we have, and this should lead us to a Shabbos and a month of Geula, of connection, of redemption. Hopefully we'll have that great Geula, B'Nisan Asidim Ligal, may it be this year. May it be the will of Hashem that we all experience the Geula this year. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a great